This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast on a Tuesday morning from our Tampa, Florida studios across America on our great radio station affiliates all across the country. We are broadcasting live, and our special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, border patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com, the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website, where you'll find the USCCA link. Click on that. This segment with Denise Simon is brought to you by the USCCA. All right, here she is, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, what was Operation Crossfire Hurricane?
Well, at least we learned about it at least a year ago that it had been going on since I think late 2015, but it was essentially the operation to spy on all things Trump campaign.
Yep, and it was brought up again yesterday by somebody on the other side of the aisle. I'm not sure who it was, but the name came up. It hadn't been mentioned in a while, and I had a number of people asking, what are they talking about? So now they know. Now, we should also mention that Senator Lindsey Graham wants a special counsel appointed to investigate the Mueller probe. That probably is not going to happen. Fair assumption?
It is, and even if it does, I mean, we would be another year or two. I mean, how long that would go on, we have no idea. But the reason that Lindsey Graham is really the point person is because he is really the only power that we have in the Senate side that has the latitude to go down this path of all things counter-investigation, if you will, on what the Democrats did, and, you know, with this whole operation. So the House, you know, the Freedom Caucus, you got the Jim Jordans and the Mark Meadows and whatnot, they're going to take everything that they have that they can possibly get their hands on legally and hand it over to Lindsey Graham, because he, Lindsey Graham, is opening a, or has pretty much already opened a full FISA warrant investigation.
Correct.
And so he is going to shoulder the burden of the countermeasure on where this whole thing started, that Mueller had to be named as a special
counsel.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, some people call him investigator, but that he had investigators. And I am talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. You know, we're getting pretty deep into this, and we heard again yesterday Congressman Devin Nunes said that the House intel had evidence that the Clinton operatives and high-level FBI and DOJ officials started the Trump-Russia investigation back in late 2015, early 2016, and that the House GOP would be making the criminal referrals to AG Barr, Barr for officials who perpetrated this hoax. That's exactly what you're talking about, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So that came from Devin Nunes, and I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see where all this goes.
Well, I kind of wrote an article about, I wrote an article somewhat about this yesterday for Political Vanguard, on the things that we have learned because, or in spite of, really because of the Mueller operation. And I argue that the $25 million was actually well spent, because so many people were digging so deeply to find out what Mueller was doing that we learned an awful lot of things. And I think the $25 million is essentially Trump's ticket to re-election. Mm-hmm. So I think that's cheap money, to be honest with you. But, you know, we're going to put some more pieces together on what Hillary, all things Hillary did. And I don't want to leave it completely on Hillary's shoulders because I know Obama was in this too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you just have some indications that he absolutely was. I mean, let's not forget that some of this came to light because of the investigation on Hillary's server.
Right.
So, yeah, it's going to be fun. We're not over this yet, in spite of what the report that Mueller delivered to AG Barr.
No, we're not. And the other thing right now, backstory, it should have been front page news. In Texas, the Texas border checkpoints have been closed due to the asylum backlog that's there. And this is apparently a big problem they've got there. Don't know how long the border crossings are going to be closed.
They're out of beds. They're completely out of beds.
Mm-hmm.
So what they had to do was call on local churches and other charities, you know, like maybe a Salvation Army, or said you've got to take some of these people because we don't have any place to put them. So some other what is called NGOs, non-government organizations, did step up. We don't know how many people they took. But they're out of beds. Now, there's another caravan coming.
Yeah.
The other caravan is already in Mexico, and they estimate it could be in the border, you know, late next week, and it's got about 1,700 in it.
Uh-huh. Now, will they pick up more as they come along, like all the others?
I would imagine, but then we don't necessarily know what direction they're going to hit this time either.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back, and you know, there is no emergency on the border, remember? Oh, yeah, there is. Oh, yeah, there is. And, oh, by the way, when we come back, we'll finish our discussion about the border, and then we'll talk about that little shyster attorney, Michael Avenatti, who's in big, big trouble trying to extort money from Nike. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. And, you know, for many, many years, they've been around and they've been covering people, responsibly armed Americans, just like you and like me, because one thing that we all know is we trust the USCCA to be our first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense incident where we have to defend ourselves by whatever means we have to defend ourselves by, whether or not it's a knife, a club, a gun, a stick, whatever, a pipe wrench, whatever you have to do. And we know that the legal system doesn't always get it right. So defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. I want you to go over to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. And click on the logo link for the USCCA right there, right side, conveniently located there for you. And while you're there, sign up for the free Gun of Day giveaway, and should you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, including the Concealed Carry Magazine, which is award-winning and gives you more coupons and discounts every month in that magazine on all sorts of things, outdoor-related and gun-related. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Border again. There is no emergency on the border. We talked about the fact that Texas has had to close their checkpoints. There have been a bunch of people recently that have decided to go to New Mexico, where it's kind of easy to get in, because in some places in New Mexico, all they've got is a barrier, which is kind of like what's on the beaches of Normandy, and those are easy just to climb over.
Yes, they are.
And then they got Arizona, where in some cases they don't have any fence at all because of the topography of the land, and they just work on climbing up a cliff or climbing over a steep knoll or whatever to get into the country that way. So a lot of that is going on right now. So, again, I believe we have is it 224 or 234 miles of wall that they are working on right now trying to finish?
I don't know what that exact number is, but the Pentagon notified Congress yesterday that they officially transferred $1 billion, I guess, coming out of the construction fund for 57 miles of the border wall. At this point, it's money that the Pentagon, I would say, cannot afford to kind of give up, because we have now two Air Force bases that are underwater. Well, I shouldn't say underwater, but, you know, beyond ridiculous damage here.
Well, we have an Air Force base at Offutt, and we have a National Guard base downstream. Plus,
well,
we got Tyndall.
That's right. Yeah. And so I'm a little... I'd rather have the military bases back for personally.
Well, we'll see, but supposedly there's money in the mix, but that's what I've been told. Now, the snake called Michael Avenatti has been charged in a $20 million Nike extortion scheme, and apparently a co-conspirator, another well-known attorney, Mark Garagos, is also involved in this in some way.
Yeah, we'll see what they necessarily do with what is called Garagos and Garagos. He, if you'll remember, represented Colin Kaepernick for his endorsement with Nike. Casey Anthony? Was that who he represented?
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm. He's now doing Jesse Smollett. How Garagos really knows Avenatti, I don't really know here at this point, but he is, in fact, the co-conspirator. He has not been charged yet, but that is clearly going to happen by a long stretch. Now, what makes me kind of angry is that this cockamamie judge in New York, the way that law enforcement did it yesterday was for two... arrests or two criminal complaints on Avenatti at the same time, making it such that he would, because he could be a flight risk,
right?
Making it that he'd have to stay in jail until his hearing. Well, the judge let him go yesterday with $300,000 bond. Stupid.
Does he have a passport, do you think, or don't you know?
That could be part of it.
Because usually you have to turn in your passport.
Yeah, I mean, that could be, but you know what? He's not beyond having, some kind of alias passport. But Garagos, you know, this cat, it'll be kind of interesting to see where he ends up getting, caught up in this snare, and I would say in some cases, rightly so. However, remember, it was Avenatti who was between MSNBC and CNN last year, was really a paid contributor. He was on their shows like over 100 times, I think it was.
Sure, sure.
And CNN had also hired Mark Garagos. Well, apparently both of them have been terminated by CNN. That mm-hmm. just goes to show you the sleazy people that CNN has on the payroll.
Well, I always thought when I looked at Avenatti, and when he looked at you, he had that underhanded look like a snake. When he looked at you, he didn't look at you square in the eyes. He had an underhanded way of looking at you, but it is what it is. All right, United Kingdom, Brexit, the lawmakers in the United Kingdom have taken control of that discussion there, backing Theresa May out of it to try to break the deadlock. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, I mean, they would take control anyway. I mean, she's done everything she can or will do. So she's like, you know, here it is. Take it or leave it. And so they really have a decision that they need to make. And so they're trying to determine whether they go ahead with a Brexit and have no deal, or they delay a vote to see what else they can do, or they put out a whole new vote referendum to the public. Those are the three choices.
Now, Boeing is now getting ready to finalize the software fix on their 737 MAX. I don't know if they started it or if they've got the remedy already or if it's still in the works. What do you know?
It is, in fact, finished. They have invited, I think, one or two countries' own version of the FAA to test it. And I think that is being coordinated right now. I mean, virtually, like, right now, today, yesterday. You know, they're doing everything they can to recover here and doing it quickly.
Well, they have to, and I know
not
Boeing. Yeah, I know Boeing is working on a new contract for some more of their jets overseas. So we'll see how that all works out too, because it's all contingent to what's going on here. I'm aware. All right, now the Pentagon yesterday had a very interesting little test, a missile defense test that successfully shot down a incoming missile. Tell us about that.
I don't know. I know that there was a test, but I don't know what happened in the test, so I can't speak to it. All I know is that the Missile Defense Agency was doing this kind of new technology to be a defensive measure against Russia, China, North Korea, or Iran. But I don't know what happened in the test, so I can't speak to it.
Well, they destroyed the target. That's a principal thing here.
All right, good.
And so, you know, we did a little better than what we did the last time around. You know, we are finding out that ISIS has got a lot of money still. And in the case of neighboring Syria, U.S. and British funded projects have sent millions of dollars into the country. And apparently some of the people who have been getting this money right along have been members of ISIS. Now, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Additionally, since we have liberated Baghouz, Syria, and all of the space that Islamic State had once had in Syria is gone, we have gone in to do some forensics, if you will, on caves and houses and buildings that they had occupied. We have come up with, and this is a lot of what the CIA has to do, but we have come up with an awful lot of material that was left over, and the fact that there were plans to have new cells in Europe and in North Africa.
And NATO has confirmed that it plans to establish a storage facility in Poland for U.S. military equipment, including armored vehicles, ammunition, and weapons to arm a full brigade at the cost of $260 million.
And they were the ones that wanted to build Camp Trump over there, remember?
That's right, and I think they're still going to, aren't they?
Pretty much.
All righty, I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the different stuff that she does, and you'll know what she knows when she knows it. All right, well, we're coming back with our next Military and Veterans News segment, so I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He used to represent lots of high-profile clients, including porn star Stormy Daniels. Now attorney Michael Avenatti needs a lawyer for himself. Avenatti under arrest in New York after the U.S. attorney Nick Hanna in L.A. and the U.S. attorney in New York City, Jeff Berman, filed federal charges against him.
Avenatti's conduct had nothing to do with zealous advocacy for a client or any other kind of legitimate legal work.
Now the charges include bank and wire fraud and extortion. Avenatti accused of trying to extort $20 million from sneaker giant Nike.
It's lasted a long time. We're glad it's over. It's 100% the way it should have been.
President Trump at the White House reacting to being cleared in Robert Mueller's Russia probe.
We can never let this happen to another president again. I can tell you that. I say it very strongly.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, listen up, guys and gals. If you're in a dead-end job, if you're going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion, I got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. So, listen up to the National Aviation Academy, and then I'll be back with more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you can go to the National Aviation website, the National Aviation Academy website, by going to naa.edu. That website's naa.edu. Check out the two locations they've got to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., a suburb of Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida, Tampa Bay region of Florida. And pick out the one you want to go and have a tour at. You want to take a tour of their facilities Because in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. And yes, I said unlimited earning potential. You'll start out at $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year here in the United States. Now, if you wind up with a carrier that goes overseas and they offer you a job overseas, if it's a government contractor, you'll probably get a six-figure salary out of it. If it's a standard contractor, you certainly will get $80,000, $90,000, or $100,000 a year just to go overseas and do your job as an aviation maintenance tech somewhere over across the pond. Now, check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call. Schedule the tour at 800-659-2080. Now, one more time, that number is 800-659-2080. And take the tour. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll open the door wide open for you. And good luck, because it's a tremendous opportunity, believe me when I tell you, to further your career, especially if you're in a go-nowhere dead-end job. Now, building peace and security on the Korean Peninsula is something that is the goal right now of the United States, South Korea, and believe it or not, even North Korea. Now, further progress towards a building a permanent peace and security regime for the Korean Peninsula is going to require, at least in the short run, heavy lifting from the North and the South. Now, North Korea came back to the bargaining table with South Korea just yesterday. So they're back at the table. They came back from being recalled to North Korea, and they are sitting there talking again, the two Koreas back and forth, which is all good stuff for the future. And maybe, just maybe, they'll have an opportunity to work something out. Maybe, just maybe. At least we'll certainly cross our fingers and hope so, right? And if the two Koreas are successful in moving towards a peace treaty, or if the Trump administration decides to pull U.S. troops out of South Korea, Washington and Seoul would need to take a hard look at adapting the U.S.-South Korea alliance to changing geopolitical dynamics in the region. Now, in the event that the U.S. troops were to leave South Korea, there is alternative security and military arrangements that the two countries can and should adopt if North Korea ceases to be a military threat and enduring North-South reconciliation is, in fact, achieved. Now, these changes are feasible and affordable and would maintain stability and the balance of power in Northeast Asia. But until they are implemented, Washington and Seoul first has to agree on the purpose of their alliance and if it's no longer needed to deter aggression by North Korea because they've made agreements at the peace table, then reaching a consensus on this question probably won't be easy, because most people are not going to want to just walk away from Korea in lieu of all that's transpired over the many, many years that the Koreas have been at it back and forth. And by the way, they still do exist in a state of war. That's what we were talking about. Now, the Army is about a third of the way towards its goal to acquire an upgraded fleet of nearly 700 tracked mobile artillery cannons, but will nearly double its inventory over the next 5 years if a recent budget request is in fact approved. And that could be very interesting. And in response to back-to-back deadly collisions with the USS Fitzgerald and USS John S. McCain, the Navy is rethinking the ship bridges to help prevent future accidents, possibly moving them, possibly putting them up further in the air to be able to better see what's going on, giving them a better view of the left and right sides of their ships, if you will. And the Navy plans sweeping changes to their bridges and control systems on its ships to increase crew efficiency and help them avoid collisions like those that killed the 17 sailors on the USS Fitzgerald and USS John S. McCain. And I say that's a great idea. We'll see how that all plays out with the Navy. Navy's on the ball these days. Good to hear. The Air Force, well, Tyndall, and now off its recovery costs, are creating an infrastructure cash crunch. You just heard Denise talking about $1 billion from the DOD for the fence. The Air Force is working on a new infrastructure, a strategy that calls for demolishing the oldest and most dilapidated buildings at each one of those bases, concentrating its spending on buildings that need preventative maintenance before they get worse, and cutting down a massive repair backlog. So there you go. And the Air Force is also analyzing previous autopilot anomalies following the European Airlines crash of the Boeing 737 MAX jetliner. Now, the Air Force Chief of Staff, General David Goldfein, has ordered a review of mishaps and pilot training following the March 10th crash of the Ethiopian Airlines commercial passenger plane, the second crash in less than 5 months of a Boeing 737 MAX 8 plane with the controversial autopilot system. And, of course, those planes are now grounded worldwide, but we got the word from Boeing that they had come out with a solution which they will be putting into place, if they aren't already, soon they'll be putting them into place. So we'll see how all that works out. And the F-35A Lightning, the single-engine fighters that are capable of performing rapid crew swaps, in which the pilot takes off, flies a mission, lands, refuels, and another pilot takes over in the cockpit of the same jet. That's all coming about very, very, very quickly right now for the Air Force, which is good. It's moving ahead of schedule. Now, I asked a young Marine yesterday about this, and he didn't really give me much of an answer, but the Marines of India Company, 3rd Recruit Training Battalion, the first partially gender-integrated company of the Corps in the Corps' history, earned the title Marine aboard the recruit depot, Parris Island, South Carolina. Now, this is where the men and the women are both in the same training battalion with their various companies and platoons. And I was trying to find out if that meant that they were billeting together or what the story was, and he didn't know, and I wasn't able to find out. By the way, the Marines are continuing upgrading the M1A1 Abrams, but they're still lagging behind the Army when it comes to tanks. While the Corps buys modification kits for its Abrams tanks, the Army has a new version, and they've had it for the last 2 years, with eyes on another upgrade by 2025. We'll see all that works out. Now, something else. The Commandant of the Marine Corps personally challenged a sergeant who made history last year when she reached a major training milestone to rethink leaving the service and instead consider a career as an officer. He invited her, the general invited her, the commandant invited her to the MARSOC Trailblazer to become an officer. We'll see how that works out, because there are calls to disband MARSOC from the Marine Raiders. We'll see. We'll see. All right. Coming back with more and Chris Barkowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Moss Family Automotive is the proud sponsor of the Captain's America Third Watch Studio. This is David Moss Jr. We love our veterans, and they receive preferred pricing at any Moss Family Automotive location, including Moss Nissan and now Moss Family Chevrolet.
And thank you very much, David Moss. We appreciate you very much. And don't forget Moss Family Automotive. Google them, find out about them, and you can save money too. Four words, you serve, you save. You serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all 911 dispatchers too. Get preferred pricing on your new vehicles. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello.
Good morning.
Social Security. We all know that they're running out of money and they got problems and this, that, and the other. Yesterday it was announced that $42 million was being paid by Social Security to hundreds of dead people. When are we going to get this right?
Well, this is nothing new with Social Security. You know, it happens all the time. I mean, it's a government. It's not a difficult thing to scam if you really want to. If you think those numbers are bad, you got to see the Medicare waste and fraud that's involved with that. It blows it away. Mm-hmm. It's not in the millions, you're talking billions.
Mm. Well, we gotta be able to get this under control somehow and stop all of this nonsense. Do you think there's any hope?
I mean, So you always like to say that there's hope, but I don't see it. I mean, again, these are government-run entities, and there's just way too much inefficiency, not to mention that there's no incentive for cleaning this stuff up. There really isn't. You know, it's not anybody's money. It's not a private entity that's going to care about waste and fraud. The money keeps pouring in. They keep sending it out. So, no, I don't see much hope for cleaning it up.
Now, economist Stephen Moore came out yesterday, and he said, I was right to rip the Fed's rate hikes. Was he?
I wasn't a big fan when everybody's coming out and you know, going after the Fed in regards to raising rates. I mean, it's an opinion thing. It really is. It's kind of, you know, almost like picking a sports team sometimes. Our rates are still pretty darn low, and you know, sometimes mixed signals are the wrong thing is also. So, you know, the Fed comes out last week and, oh, okay, we're not going to have any more rate increases this year, and the market actually acted in a negative way. And again, this is, you know, some of the stuff that I talk about on my program, where you try to guess what's going to happen based upon news. That would normally be great news for the markets, and the markets went down because then people are like, oh, the economy's weakening. That's why the Fed's not going to raise rates. So you don't know exactly what's going to happen with these various different issues with the Fed, whether the Fed's doing the right thing or the wrong thing. I'm a big free market guy. I am. I just think interest rates should settle all by themselves and shouldn't be set by anybody.
Now, Puerto Rico, the news coming out of there that's got the Trump's attention, Trump administration attention, is about the food stamp crisis that's going on. Apparently, there's a big problem, again, with food stamps there, people getting them that maybe shouldn't be.
I'm not too familiar with the story, but again, what are you dealing with? Again, Matt, it's another government program. You know, want to see another, you know, government program where there's tons of fraud? I get food stamps, not just Puerto Rico. It's all over the country. Mm-hmm. We see people caught all the time. We see it happen where, you know, you get various different stores accepting food stamps and handing out cash and then keeping balances. I mean, there's always scams going on with these government programs.
Yeah. Now, Apple has been busy because the Apple Incorporated Group is now lifting the curtain on a brand new push they got coming. What's the push?
There's a few things that they're doing. One of which is a, you know, new payment system and a credit card. Another one is a subscription news service, which is going to include some 300 magazines and newspapers, including the Wall Street Journal, by the way, which is inexpensive publication to purchase over the course of the year. But the notable absentees there, New York Times is not included, Washington Post is not included, LA Times is, and also they started their own TV service, kind of like a Netflix. They're getting into this late in the game. And basically what it's kind of going to make it easier on cord cutters. People who don't want to deal with cable anymore, you can sign up for your favorite television station off their platform, whether it be HBO, Starz, Cinemax. It's like $9 a month. And then they're going to also be providing original content as well. Again, they're a little bit late in the game. I watched the announcements yesterday. I have to say that I was a little underwhelmed. I wasn't knocked back by what they were going to go ahead and do. And this is the point in time that Apple's in right now. And I don't know if Tim Cook is the guy that's going to be able to take them to the next point where they really need to go. I don't. What happens is, you know, Apple has done so well, and it's a tech company, and tech companies usually have a much higher multiple. Apple's multiple is not very high at all as far as its earnings per share. It pays a dividend, and it's got a great business, and it's got a ton of cash. But they've got to come up with that next great thing, the next big thing out there, and they haven't been able to do that as of late.
Okay, and folks, we're speaking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. His website is watchdogonwallstreet.com. Go there, find out all the great things that he has to offer. We're being told, in lieu of President Trump's Mueller win, that defense and health stocks may, in fact, surge. Why is that?
Defense and health stocks.
Yep.
I don't know. Donald Trump's going to get a bigger push in regards to his budget. I'm not so sure. Health stocks. I'm not so sure in regards to that as well. I mean, he did make some good, you know, I put forth some pretty good ideas in his budget when it comes to reducing costs with Medicare. Even the New York Times came out today and actually said, you know, hey, Democrats, listen, you may not like all of the cuts, but there's some really good ideas that Donald Trump has put forward in cutting costs for Medicare. So I don't know if that's going to have something to do with it. We didn't get anywhere near where we need to be when it comes to health care reform. We talked about repeal and replace went away. I don't know, maybe that, you know, everybody thinks that ship has sailed. Maybe it'll come back again.
Do you, you might not have heard about this, but Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as AOC, otherwise known as Octi, of course, she came out and was talking about business as only she can and said, she guaranteed higher ratings. I don't know what the word ratings comes into play here. Her words, not mine. That's a quote. And also web clicks. She guaranteed higher web clicks and higher ratings. Is she talking about the pay-per-click stuff you put on a website?
I'm sorry, Matt.
She brought up this financial discussion, and that was her discussion, talking about, of all things, guaranteeing higher ratings. Well,
For what, bonds?
That's a good question.
Listen, I'm confused by it. I don't know.
Well, she's confusing. All you got to do is look at her.
Yeah. I know that some of the things that she comes up with, it's really hard to get your arms around. There's someone that just speaks when they should listen. And she really doesn't know much really about anything, but she, again, loves to hear herself talk, and the media loves putting idiots on TV, so I guess it is what it is.
Well, she doesn't need to be talking about stuff, but when it comes to finances, I don't think that she's anyone that has any more knowledge than anyone else in her position, really. But that's just me. By the way, Larry Kudlow came out with his infinite wisdom, and he said the president is warning Big Oil not to vote for the Dems. What's that all about?
Big Oil not to vote for the Dems.
That's the headline.
You know, I'm not sure about this in regards to Big Oil voting. We're talking about people that work for the companies, or maybe backing some of the Dems in regards to
maybe they're talking about the new Green Deal where they're going to get rid of oil, remember?
Well, you know, but I'm not voting for the Dems. I don't know if he means that based upon campaign contributions or what. I'm not so sure, but they're still, all of them are talking about this new Green Deal, and it's,
by the way, let me make it easier for you. How come there's still no investigation of Hillary and Uranium One?
I don't know. Again, Donald Trump's in charge of the Justice Department. He can do whatever he wants. If he wants to go after it, he can go after it. I don't know how he's going to go about handling the aftermath of what just happened to him. I would assume that he's going to be a little bit angry and he would go after some of these people. Especially people that were in the intelligence services. I mean, I called for this yesterday, Matt. I'm sorry. The CIA needs to be disbanded. The FBI needs to be disbanded, and we need to start over. There's just no point in keeping these agencies around anymore if they're going to be this corrupted. I think all government agencies need to have an expiration date. They do. Mm-hmm. They need to go away, and then we need to start over, especially these two.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel.
Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, everybody, the watchdog on Wall Street, and you can catch him later on in the day on many of these same stations. Meantime, coming up, Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, right after the top of the hour news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.